here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Liquor Talk, a brand new episode starts right now. Welcome on, welcome everybody to another edition of the Liquor Talk Podcast, the podcast where you're going to need some liquor to get through the conversation. Be sure to subscribe to on all platforms, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts at. And please give us your feedback on our Instagram or in our Facebook pages today. Joining me tonight for tonight's vibes, bringing the vibes. She's from podcasting out of Georgia. She's Kashari, the host of K's Vibes Entertainment. All right, Kay, why don't you tell people about yourself? And thank you for joining me on Liquor Talk. And also, big thank you for having me on your podcast.
Absolutely. You know, support, networking, always. I really appreciate you letting me come on to your show. Most definitely. I'm sorry I don't have my liquor on me right now. You know, I took medicine, so can't really, you know, but next time I have that wine on me. But a little bit more about myself. I'm from Georgia, but I reside in Alabama, Phoenix City, Alabama. I'm a actor. I used to act. I still act. I perform poetry. And I also do, you know, spoken word. That's my passion. And, you know, I began this journey of podcasting because of my love of poetry. I knew that I wanted a platform for people to be not silenced. I wanted unfiltered, no judgment like you. You know, you got your cup and wine, a liquor. We're going to tell the truth. And that's my platform, unfiltered. So that's why I came along with K's Vibes. So that's a little bit about me. I'm all around just very energetic and very blunt and love to be about people. So that's why my podcast, I promote, you know, businesses and music. And I love to vlog and cook because, you know, you got to have a girl who cook.
Yes, you definitely got to have a girl who cook out here because not a lot of them know how to cook. But, hey, you got to. And ladies, also bonus points. Oh, also bonus, get you a man that can cook as well. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really fuck some shit up together. Yes.
Most definitely, you know, you could have a little intimate. You could have a little intimate date cooking with your bae.
Yes. Cooking with bae. That's what's up. Hey, tell the people, so how did you get started with your podcast? What inspired you to go ahead and launch your brand?
So I had a book that I wrote. It was from an assortment of poems I wrote throughout my years. And that really just motivated me to, you know, I wanted to speak more around the world towards young women and younger ladies. But then I started broadening it and I wanted to speak to the young brothers, to all age range, about life. You know, about life and the obstacles we go through every day and day-to-day things. I just felt like that's somewhere that we need to talk about those uncomfortable conversations and have a platform that you won't be judged and be supported. So that's where K's Vibe came from. And the journey, I started with just a cell phone on Podcasters for Anchor. Podcaster for Spotify, excuse me. It was called Anchor. And I just started that way, and I got my name up with consistency, and I'm jumping back into it now. So that's a little bit.
That's what's up, you know what I'm saying? At least you're being consistent like some people. And don't feel bad. I started off on Anchor as well, you know what I'm saying? It's like And then I'm still on Anchor, but now I record over here on StreamYard and stuff. So what's your biggest, what's something you wish you would have known about podcasting before you got started?
I would say being consistent is one thing, and research. I have learned now with, you know, networking, and I've gained like a mentor, a best friend, that not necessarily equipment is important, but audio and pronunciation and, you know, quality imaging and branding and advertisement and marketing is very important of yourself. And I had to learn that too, you know, on the back end of having a book. I noticed that, you know, you don't want to be the person who has your book left on the shelf and is getting, you know, some dust, and you're just selling it to your brothers and family and such. You want to have that vision to go around the world. So my vision was to go around the world, but, you know, sometimes you let life hit you, and I did. But I got back up, and I'm back up, and we coming back with a banger. This is where K's Vibe came back to. And this podcast, through everybody else, me supporting everybody, they motivate me to keep going, keep spreading the word, keep putting my talents out, you know.
Yes, we definitely need you to continue to put your talents out. You definitely got strong vibes and good vibes and stuff. So we definitely need you to keep putting that talent out. And we need everybody out there to keep put your talent out, and also to keep on the grind. All right. Now we're going to pick it up from your podcast, which we talk about the ups and downs of being a content creator. And there are definitely a lot of downs and stuff. So talk to me about some of the downs you've experienced, and how did you get through those downs?
So a recent down was I became a professional mode on Facebook for not one page, but two pages, my personal and my business page. And it took me maybe a month and a half to get to 1,000 followers, which was my goal for my podcasting page. But it took me literally forever to realize that consistency is a key. Because when I stopped doing consistent episodes, waiting on people to get back to me with their scheduling times as far as guests, it kind of backed up my episodes, which I usually have on track. You have a schedule, you keep it like that, because more of the story, I was at 70K, 50K, 80K reaches, almost to a million reaches. I was having people inboxing me for influence and content to promote them and everything. And guess what? It dropped to 20K reach. And I had to rebuild everything up, because now people are like, you're lost. We're trying to remember you, you know? So I say that's my down. With everything, you know, trying to get back up and let people know that your girl K is still here. That's with my YouTube page too. I stopped with that too because I hate editing. I still hate editing. So it's like a motivation every day for somebody to keep pushing me to edit. Not so much as content, but to edit. It's harsh. Yes. But I'm trying to, you know, keep going.
Yes, it's definitely harsh. I definitely agree with you on editing and stuff. And yeah, but I definitely agree with you on editing. Editing does take forever, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it takes the little studios forever to get the audio right, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely feel you there. And also, I definitely feel you on just stopping. But you know what? I realize I'm just nonstop, because you have a natural passion for it. You're just nonstop at it. But I personally do take breaks, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm going to take a break at the end of May, so, but I do take breaks not to get drained and stuff. But another downside of podcasting, which is definitely, I definitely agree with you about that, scheduling guests and stuff. Sometimes it's like, guests, you guys be knowing, some people be knowing when this is about to go down, but then something happens, they hit your day of, oh, I can't do it. I'm like, seriously? You know it the day of, and usually I remind you a day beforehand. So, you know what? But what I realize is people who don't communicate, they're not effective guests.
Absolutely. People who not communicating right are absolutely not a person to come back on my show. You're banned. You're absolutely not. I've had before where a person supposed to show up on the open mic show, sent information, everything, advertising, ads. We advertise ads, everything. Guess what? No show. You're banned. Mm. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And another thing that I will say that will get somebody banned real quick is if I show up for your show, but you can't communicate with me, okay, you're banned. And also another thing that really annoys me about some podcasters, they quick to try to hop on your show, but they will drag their feet when featuring you on theirs. They will feature everybody but you. And I'm like, what the fuck? Seriously? I don't know if you've experienced
You better that. Tell it. You better tell it. Yes. Yes. I think this is why I do constellation calls a little bit before I get someone on my show, because I want to know about them, but I also want to know, are you the type of guest who want to really work together? Do you really want to see success within us two? That means you need to push this episode like you push your own episode. You Hello. Need to think about, it's not just an episode between us two, but it's us having success, period. That means that if you see somebody else that might be a good fit for me, hey, my girl Kashar, I think this person good for you. Or and me too. Hey, Victor, I think this person would be good for you. Y'all can collab together or in that such. That's good people. People need to stop thinking so gatekeeping and small-minded.
Yeah, they are small-minded. They are small-minded. They are gatekeepers in here. And also, there are people that have beef with each other. It's like, you know what? It is 2024. Life is too short for beef over petty shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's come together. Let the rappers have the beef. You know what I'm saying? We need to be coming together and collaborating and building each other's networks up and stuff. So it's just, it does get ridiculous, but you got to just keep pushing, keep going. Now, on the flip side, what's a positive? What's something positive you could say you experienced through podcasting?
I would say the positive things would be the people that I meet. They're very, you know, energetic. They're very realistic, real. They're very nice. You know, they support you and they don't even know you. I have a host on my other show from all the way in another state. Don't even know me, but it seems like we're best friends. That she's so invested in pushing me that she motivated me to keep her going too. And that's the person who keeping me going. So those type of people, when I say ups and downs, are what they say, keep like-minded people around you. You know, keep that around you. That's my ups. And the other ups is just being able to go to different events and stuff and meet people who have the same interest in you, like podcasting, or even, you know, being able to get your name out there. You know, one day I'm going to be on somebody's Netflix movie. One day I'm going to be on somebody's talk show because, yeah, you heard of my talk show, so I'm on your actual talk show. So that's the ups.
Yes, you better believe it. And also another up I will say is going to a podcast convention or podcast thing and people recognize you. Like you start networking with people, you start talking to people, and you share social media information, and you find out you're already following each other. And then there's some people coming up to you, oh, you're the man from the so-and-so and stuff. I'm like, you better come on now, you know what I'm saying? And then you have those like-minded people empowering you and telling you, hey, you got this, keep going. And also, they rated for their time to come on the show. Like, I can't tell you how many guests I've had come on right after this podcast convention called Afros and Audios. Talib, listen, man, I'm promoting this thing for you, man, so show me some love. But there's this podcast convention called Afros and Audios, a black podcast convention. I hope to see that. It's going to be in Baltimore in October. Like, so I'll definitely get you some more information. And fingers crossed, I will be speaking again there next year. So, you know, later this year. So definitely go ahead and book your trip to Baltimore, you know what I'm saying? Because it was a fun experience to network with like-minded individuals. So I would definitely say that's definitely an up for me, you know what I'm saying? Even more motivation to keep going because there are people, I know I said this on your podcast, but finding out there are people in other states that are tuning into your show. And hell, even other countries, because on episode 292, I had somebody from Italy on the podcast. And also, I had somebody from England on the podcast in previous season. So that kind of motivation as well, talking to people in other countries, that's a motivator as well. Like, God damn, I'm over here making these connections.
I agree, because even me looking at my insight sometimes is not necessarily about the numbers all the time when, you know, the main goal right now to be consistent. But when I see that it's someone in like Italy, like you said, or it said Germany the other day, I say, oh my.
I felt that, you know, so I definitely felt that. I'm like, and I think I saw Nigeria one time. I was like, oh shit, people in Nigeria rocking with me. Oh, come on now.
Motherland.
Yes, the motherland. So you know what? I'm not even gonna worry about the local people who don't show love, because I got people in the motherland showing love.
That's right. And you know what you said about the, you know, local people? It's kind of funny, but, you know, you get people outside that support you more. But I get it so much. Well, I used to. That's why I'm getting more back consistent. Oh, my gosh, Kashara, I saw your podcast online. Are you the girl, Kashara, from K's Vibe, with that book, Melanin Popping? I said, oh my gosh, people know me. Even guys listen about the same as women, which was strange, because why would men want to listen to a podcast usually that was mainly talking about women? But I switched it up. So, yeah, welcome everybody.
Listen, I can answer, because we want to know how y'all think sometimes. And also, we want to know how y'all think, you know, so we want to know too, you know how y'all think, so we know how to deal with y'all. And me personally, I'm listening to y'all stuff too, because I be having y'all on the podcast, so I got to know what the hell to talk to you about, you know what I'm saying? So yes, it goes both ways, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be shocked to hear some women be giving me feedback on the men's rounds and stuff. I'm like, oh, y'all be listening to hear what a whole bunch of men talk about? Oh, shit, okay. Okay, ladies, all right. Y'all rock with your boy, you know what I'm saying? Because us men, we're giving you logical advice. We don't, not all of us be on that red pill shit, you know? That's what we need to realize. And also, I've also realized and listened to y'all platforms that a lot of y'all actually have our brothers' backs out here, you know? So y'all rocking with the brothers. Y'all holding the ladies accountable and stuff. So I can respect that.
Most definitely. We got y'all back. We do. We got it when y'all right. Now when y'all wrong, we're going to speak up. But we got y'all. We got y'all.
And we got y'all too, as long as that matters. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. The more you drink, the better we sound. This podcast sounds a whole lot better when you get some liquor in your system, y'all. So keep tuning in, keep pouring it up, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts at. Kashara, now I got to ask you this. What was your favorite episode of your podcast that you can look back and say, damn, this was one of my favorite episodes?
My favorite episode actually is the one that's the number one. It was about a sex talk. You know, I was talking about different sex talks and sex experiences and tips and that such. And I know on one I made a funny noise. Anybody who listened know what noise that is when a woman moan. So I was mocking a woman moaning. I was like, oh my gosh, anybody let me hear y'all moaning sound. But it really was a great episode, because I felt like people just need to come more out and be honest. All these talks you have with your homeboy and homegirl, let's make it real. Everybody come together. Let's talk about sex. We talk about it all the time. It's fun to talk about. So that's my hell number one episode.
Yeah, listen, I'm not gonna lie. On my end too, the number one episodes are be the ones that be talking about sex. I'm like, you motherfuckers. I'm like, all this other stuff I'm talking about, all the good conversations I'm having, but y'all tune into the sex episodes. They tune into the episodes when I done had a porn star on. Y'all done tune into the episodes when I have the crazy sex talking ladies on. Shout out to Naturally Unbothered. Y'all tune into that. I'm like, I just gotta go with it. you know? And I'm like, and luckily, I'm like, and sometimes I gotta be weary of those episodes because I'm like, I know one time I had a supervisor of mine, this nosy ass supervisor. I guess he was a private investigator. He wanted to know something about all his guys. He found out I had a podcast. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, but luckily it wasn't one of the sex episodes. It was a man talk that he listened to. And he was like, you're really good. I'm okay. I'm like, okay. But I'm like, sometimes I'd be scared about them sex episodes because I don't need my mama listening to that damn sex episode and calling me. I'm like, mom, grow up.
Well, mama them, family group chat everywhere, because I know they talk about me. I done heard before my cousin's funeral, to my sure be talking about such and such. I just be shaking my head. I don't be knowing what she talking about. She ever here talking about this? You know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't want to hear it, keep scrolling, because we all grown, and sure grown now.
Hell yeah. I'm grown, and you know what? I haven't had cousins talking shit to me about my podcast. I'm like, look, you better be glad I'm telling my story, unlike some of these other men out here who are out here committing crimes and stuff. And I'm just on the podcast telling my story, and you're not going to stop me. So guess what? You might as well just turn it off if you don't want to hear it.
Exactly. We're not going to keep sweeping stuff under the rug in the black community like they want us to do. We're going to keep saying it out loud. If you don't like it, then keep going.
Because y'all know we telling the truth, and sometimes the truth hurts.
It do.
It really do. But on another subject, I know you're not feeling well, which is why I appreciate you coming on the podcast, even though you're not feeling well. Mm-hmm. Because I literally had somebody else cancel on me because they said, oh, I wasn't feeling good. I'm like, you don't believe in your vision, but that's just another conversation for another day. What's your favorite thing to drink?
Oh, you know, so I like to drink wine. I've been trying different wines and such. So it has to be a sweet type of wine. Sweet, not too sour. So I would say red wine. I love some Stella, but red wine is okay.
Yeah. What I've learned is red wine does the job. You know what I'm saying? You know what? And I also said I'm not going to let one of my exes stop me from enjoying red wine, you know, because I'm like, hey, red wine does the job. This ex is just a bum, but it is what it is.
And that white liquor. That white liquor.
Yes. Oh, you like that white liquor? Okay, you like the clear liquor, like the tequilas, the rum, mm-hmm. the vodkas. I got you. All right. We got to talk about something. I know you've seen this in the news, right? Talk about mm-hmm. the downfalls of entertainers. Like, because I've seen people come up and then they all of a sudden come crashing down. You know, the only reason why I'm talking about this is because I keep seeing it on TikTok. And it's like this one celebrity is just, it's like his downfall is just everybody's watching. And now he like, I'm about to take everybody down with me. Like, what do you think when you see the downfall of an entertainer that we've thought so highly of, but now all of this mess comes out about them? What are your thoughts?
A lot of times I'd be like, I'm sad because we put this image in our head that this person was that. This person's so awesome. This person is up there, you know, for our people and, you know, great music, great energy, great period. Like whatever they do, whether it's a music industry or entertainer or realtor, anybody, I'm just gonna say Diddy, I'm just gonna say R. Kelly. Like I looked up to R. Kelly, you know, family reunion, Step in the Name of Love, hey, or mm-hmm. Cookie, ooh, like an Oreo. You know, just the stories and how strong R. Kelly was and that he's a powerful writer and everything. And Diddy, too, like, you will never see that these people who care so much about so-called people in the music industry and pushing people and everything, you wouldn't think that they will also be abusing people and using people. But hey, that's the world around us. But we just see that growing up and we like, oh my gosh, I didn't see them like that. Now we just like, dang, should we believe this?
And I'm like, are you serious? And then I'm seeing stories about all these parties, and I'm like, all these cameras, all these video tests. I'm like, if these people would, I'm like, God damn, these people can't even enjoy their party in peace. You know what I'm saying? You were out here videotaping them. I'm like, oh my goodness. I always thought it was just music, but then thanks to TikTok, you learn about how dirty the music game is. It's like, oh my goodness, you gotta do all of this just to get your music out there.
It ain't not just the music game.
You gotta do all this, and it all comes out. It's all like, and if you don't agree to it, they blackmail you or they make it hard hell for you.
Yes, and it's just not the music game, it's the at the industry too. How they tried to come for Tyler Perry saying that Tyler Perry was only choosing masculine men because that's who he attracted to and he did something with one of them. Or how they came for T.D. Jakes, the preacher, with Dick and all that, talking about they been on sex clubs and stuff. Or, you know, why can't they live their life in private? But they know that in this industry, nothing is private. So there is going to be videos and there is going to be movies and everything all around. We're going to see everything eventually.
Yeah, it's like they say, what's done in the dark always comes to the light. But it's like everybody's talking about what Diddy meant to everybody's like, but now a whole bunch of people got their eyes on, oh, Jay-Z, oh, he next and stuff. But I'm like, you know what? If he did his dirt, it's going to come out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody keeps saying he going to do his dirt and stuff. I'm like, it's going to come out too. Just like it happened for Diddy. I'm like, it's going to happen. And also, I've heard there was some real sickos. Like, somebody made me aware of Hugh Hefner, that he was a real sicko. And it's like, but the real sickos, though, are the rich billionaires. Those are the real sickos and stuff, because I remember talking to somebody about that. They were like, those billionaires, they think because they have all their money, they can experience the sick fetishes. I'm like, some of the shit I heard they were doing, I'm like, what the fuck?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's always those. It's not even folks be thinking that broke folks be having so much nasty sex or whatever. No. It's the rich folks with the money, the lawyers, the judges, the police officers, the probably president. You don't never know who. Them be the main ones doing all these got sick fetishes with feet or with animals or with children. Sex trafficking come from all that. They might even. I saw one little movie where the dude, it was like a museum, and he watched the dude getting beat up, and that kind of turned him on, like getting beat the mess out of him. I was like,
what the hell is wrong with y'all? And then also, I hear stories about some of these women. I'm like, you ladies don't love yourselves. If you want to let a rich man piss on you, or a rich man the shit on you, you don't fucking love yourself. That whatever that man can do for you, it ain't really worth it if you gotta do that. I'd rather you go get it out the mud like the rest of us. Don't devalue yourself by letting some rich man do that. That's just sick.
Well, in that moment, people are not worrying about value. They're worrying about monetization, okay? They're worrying about their money, what's coming up next, what they got to do to get to their money. They're not worrying about value, because it will just, that image or that moment will just be erased to them later on.
Yeah, but you say that, but what if that motherfucker's recording you, you know what I'm saying, and they want to blackmail you because they want you to do something you're not willing to do? They're like, oh, I'll just release this. I'm like, are you serious?
And that's why you would turn it around and blackmail them the best way. You gotta learn ways. If you're gonna do dirty stuff like that, and that we're talking about it, I saw it on a movie where the lady blackmailed rich men, Rich man knew that they had fetishes with nasty things, little girls and everything, and she created a place for them to come and do whatever they want, and she video record their sessions to blackmail them in case they didn't want to give her her money, in case she needed residual income. She had to blackmail, so.
That woman was smart, you know what I'm saying? But people, if you got those sick fetishes, you need to find places that are discreet, you know what I'm saying? That you don't have, because that some of that shit is just sick, you know? I don't care how much money it is. You're not going to catch me doing some of the sick things and stuff that say they go on in Hollywood and stuff, because I'm not about to have stories about me coming out, oh, this and that, you know? And now every artist, entertainer, you're assuming because they made it, they gay and stuff. I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. If they're gay, just go ahead and come out with it. You know what I'm saying? If you're bi, go ahead and come out. Even though it's not accepted for men to be bi, but, you know, just come on out, because eventually it's going to come out to the light.
And a lot of them keep it in just because of what the music industry and the industry period thinks. Their record labels or their, you know, their managers are telling them, just keep it to yourself. Just keep it to yourself. And then once you get in good, then you can be all who you want to be. You can be your full self. But after you get the audience first.
Yeah, but listen, but the thing is, you say that, but then you might lose the audience when you find out about all this mess. But then again, it's like, you have those loyal people. I bet there's still people probably listening to R. Kelly in the dark, you know what I'm saying?
And it is, but I don't condone. We are human. I don't condone. But yeah, all I can hear in replay is Step in the Name of Love or whatever.
Yeah, Step in the Name of Love, all the damn classic songs, you know what I'm saying? That I'm like, you know what, goddamn. Young T's and stuff can't be playing him now, you know what I'm saying? Because now all this mess that came out. But he ain't the only, but people think it's just him. He ain't the only one. Like, yeah, they see what's about to happen with Diddy, you know what I'm saying? You know?
All this shit. I was shocked. I was shocked. But then I was like, I'm not really shocked. Because they did say something about him with TD Jakes. Then they said something about Russell Simmons and his ex-wife, how she claimed he groomed her. So I knew all of it coming out.
Yeah, it's all coming out. And you know, and to a lot of those women that say they were groomed, I'm like, you stayed though. Like, you know, this man was kind of grooming you, but why did you stay? You could just say,
is that money?
True.
Money. Money, or he got something. Money and blackmail. It's always something underlying why a woman stays or why a woman hasn't told their assault story or groom or anything. So I don't really knock a person, even with the R. Kelly, everybody being like, why they waited so long to tell their story? Why they waited so long? Let me tell you why. That money stopped coming to them parents, because the parents were the ones who really need to go to jail. That money stopped coming in their lifestyle, and they probably just was young and naive. So,
yeah, you know what? I think a lot of parents, if you allowed your child to be around these predators and stuff, whether it's in the music industry or the artist industry or the filming industry, you need to be thrown in jail, because I saw bits and pieces of that Dark Side of Nickelodeon, and I'm like, what? How the hell has this man not been thrown in jail for all this shit he done did?
I still ain't watched it yet, because they want to put all this stuff on all these streaming websites and want us to pay for it all individually. I still haven't watched it yet, but I do realize that we saw it as a kid. But when you're a kid, you really don't realize things till you get older and it's replayed slowly to you. Like on Cat and Sam, he had her saying sexual words to us, and we didn't even know he was telling us how to do a blowjob and everything.
Oh, hell no. These adults knew what the fuck they were doing to these kids, and they still and the parents just went along with it. I'm like, is your child, you pimping out your child? I'm like, no, I would not. Mm-hmm. I don't have any kids, but I would never do that to my child. It's like, I would never pimp them out like that, because guess what? I know eventually I'm going to get old, and I know that eventually I might be relying on that child. I don't want to have them kids to where they just be mad with you and throw you in a retirement home, because I saw this on TikTok how some people, some elderly people have their kids just put them in a retirement home but never come see them and never come visit. It's just them in there. They never come check on them. It's crazy.
And they're going to go insane and lose their mental, because in nursing homes, a lot of times that's what they do when nobody come visit them. Or they don't actively move around, because they do say when you're not moving around, you could lose your mind. You could lose insane and everything. So definitely feel like you don't want to be that person thrown in a nursing home.
Yeah, so to all my people, kids, you better be doing right by your kids. And also, if your kid want to do something, but... you know what I'm saying? You need to be monitoring stuff. You need to be monitoring who they're going around. You can't be just giving them up like Usher's mom did with Usher. I heard stories about Usher's mom just giving them up to Diddy. And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn.
Huh? Usher?
Yeah, her mama, apparently the mama just gave Usher up to Diddy, like for him to work with the music and stuff. I'm like, wow, you just willingly just gave up your child and stuff? Nah. You better be right there with them. Like, hey, we going to the studio. I'm about to be right there in the studio with you. You know what I'm saying?
And that's when it comes down to it, when strict parents sometimes are very needed. Very needed to an extent.
Yeah.
To an extent. But don't exploit your children, and don't be too, you know, too friendly. You're not your child friend, so don't let them go everywhere and do everything. Just be a parent. Be a parent. Don't let them do what you don't think is wise. Be a role model and an example.
Exactly. Always be an example. To all the people out there, keep grinding and stuff. Don't be so worried about your fall off, but remember, what is done in the dark always will come to the light. So don't be out here taking secret deals or doing some shit that you wouldn't be comfortable with it coming out that, hey, you did this, you did that. Don't do it. Just don't do it if it's comfortable. If you're going to be uncomfortable, because everybody's time call comes. Some people can just ride off into the sunset and just retire with their money, from their hard work. But then some people, they have the dramatic fall off and they lose everything. Don't be that person that has the dramatic fall off and lose everything. Mm-mm. Because
do not be that person.
Yes, because the only thing we will forget about all the good you did. We're just going to focus on the bad, you know what I'm saying? Because we know you had some good, but now you don't remember for your bad. Because guess what? That's going to ruin it for you. That's going to ruin it for your kids. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? Look at what happened with O.J. Simpson. I know he passed away, but you had a lot of people still saying, oh, good riddance. I'm like, seriously?
We're just going to remember the bad. Honestly, when I saw that notification, O.J. Simpson did, I said, oh.
Yeah, that's about what I said, too. I was like, oh, wow. You know, so I ain't really say nothing too bad, because I don't want to speak on the dead, because guess what? People don't realize when you speak on the dead, that speeds up your downfall or some shit happened to you because you spoke on the dead in a negative way. But you know what I'm saying? You try to remember the good, but it's kind of hard when that case just pops up in your head. And it's like, and you didn't think to yourself, the only reason he got off is because of the racist criminal system that got exposed. And also he had a whole bunch of money and a whole bunch of high powered attorneys. So, but you know what I'm saying? You want to have a gradual fall off to where people remember you in a good light, but that can't happen for everybody.
I do not want them to remember not necessarily my downfalls, because we all human, but the bad things. the bad things, like the real bad things. Remember my good days. That's
yes. Remember my good, and also, and please give me, I hope they give me my flowers while I'm still here. And also, if you got something bad you want to say about people, don't wait till they're dead to say it either. Say it in their face. Say it while they're still alive. You'll have more respect for you, you know what I'm saying? And if it's something, don't let it come, because you never know when that time is coming for you.
Right. You'll feel so much better if you say it while they're alive and to their face.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Look at Talk. Go ahead and subscribe if you haven't done so already. Now, lastly, when it comes to dating, it does suck out here. The dating pool is trash. So that's why I tell all my people in relationships, hold on to them damn relationships until the wheels fall off. But how can you tell if somebody is wasting your time when it comes to dating?
They inconsistent. Never remember anything you say. Or matter of fact, some don't remember your name. Not even the small things, like they get to know each other steps and stage, they will completely forget, or they necessarily don't even care to know. So that's when I know that time to go.
And also, I will like, another thing I will say about if I tell somebody's wasting my time is if they're not really taking an interest in what you like to do, or if they're not really being supportive of what you got going on, or they're not really being supportive of your vision and seeing how can they help with your vision, or how can I help you out any way I can. If it's just all about them, you know what? And also, I can tell somebody wasting my time if they keep asking me for things, but you know what? But in return, you got to ask yourself, before you ask me for something, ask yourself this. Can I ask you for that same thing without it being no issue? If the answer is no, then don't ask.
Absolutely. If they keep talking about their self all the time, if you cannot get a conversation without them centering it about them. Or if you can't even get them to take you out on a date. If you can't either get them to try to do things that both of y'all want to do. Not necessarily about just them. No. Or like you said, like, what if even thinking about the little things, you know, you wasted my time and you're not motivating me. You're not really trying to get to know me. And even if you did you support me? Did you support my podcast? Did you share my stuff? Did you try to motivate me? Did you even, you know, listen to me after my podcast? When I tried to talk about my podcast, did you actively listen? Did you listen and share? If not, you gotta go.
You gotta
go entertain somebody else.
Please do, because also I need you to listen to my podcast for not just be supportive. Don't be listening to see if I said something about you. Because you know what? I know there's a lot of people. They will list specifically try to listen to say if you said something about them, and then they'll throw it in your face like, hey, keep my name out your mouth, or don't talk on this or something like that. Well, I'm like, if the shoe fits, then the shoe fits. And also, you got to know my heart. Because if I'm showing you love on the podcast, I'm not necessarily throwing shade at you. Sometimes I can just be showing you love, knowing I still see you. You know what I'm saying? I could be showing you my way of showing you love. Because if I wanted to shade your ass, I could drop the nuke on your ass and spill the tea you gave me if I wanted to, you know? So you should be happy if you get mentioned, you know?
Exactly. Anything that I say to them, baby, I already said to you. So nothing new.
Yep. And also, and most times you already know how I feel about a certain situation. You know what I'm saying? And me just talking on the podcast about it, it's just because it popped up in my mind. And hey, you know what? And that's how it is. That's how it came out.
I'm going to let the wheels fall off. Say how it is and how it came out.
Yes, and how say how it is and how it came out. You got to. And also, people, quit wasting other people's time. If you know damn well you ain't ready for a relationship or ready to build something with or have somebody to talk to, get to stepping, because you know what? I've seen men and I've seen women deal with somebody that's going above and beyond for them, only to tell them, oh, I'm just not ready for that yet. Man, listen, the dating pool is already trash. So if you find somebody good, you better hold on to them, you know?
Baby, they're not ready for commitment. And if you're not ready for commitment, if you don't want a relationship, just be honest and blunt. Tell her what you want. That's what I said. Do you want a sneak link? Do you want a sex partner? Do you just want company? Do you just want somebody to talk to? Or do you want a man? Do you want a woman? What is your definition of a relationship? Let it be known. We all grown. You know what you want. Men really do know what they want. And women do too. We just need to stand on our boundaries.
Yes. And also, women, y'all need to... Also, people need to stop setting unrealistic expectations and being disappointed when they're not met. Because, you know what? Because a lot of people, you pass by the person that probably could exceed your expectations for some bum, for a bum woman or a bum man who you know damn well can't meet any of your expectations. And then y'all want to get mad and be like, women ain't this and men ain't that on social media, when you probably pass by a lot of decent people just to choose the bum.
Well, honestly, you don't know a person is a bum until they show you their true colors. A person is a catfish a lot of times. They'll put on a persona, a whole mask. Just because you're telling them the things that you want, they will start to do that and imitate it just to get you in and then be a whole different person. Now, if they come out the gate telling you that they this person, then you just a fool yourself. But other than that, I know for sure they catfish. And I know for sure we have expectations, but it's about standing on it. And do you have realistic expectations? Whatever you asking him to do, you need to do for yourself. And do for him too. Like, if you asking him to do such and such for you, he need to make this money. He need to be the breadwinner. Were you the breadwinner before you asking him to come in? And if he have his bad days, can you step in for your man?
Mm-hmm. And also, don't let, and also people, we can't let one relationship overwhelm y'all, set your standards so ridiculous to where somebody decent, somebody with a good head on their shoulders comes along and they hear your expectation and you're just like, and they're like, oh, hell no. Because there are some people that they get into one bad relationship. It's so bad that they just jack up everything. They fucking, they just have all these unrealistic expectations because of one idiot.
I feel you where you come from with that. I'm that person, but not the unrealistic expectations. I would be just, I would say, if one relationship messed up, I'd be single forever. Well, I'm the auntie with no cats because I don't like animals in the house by myself because the data pool horrible. Yet, I won't let it dictate, you know, me going back out there. But my mindset to change, it has to change in me first. Like, basically, that person need to heal, work on they self first. And then when they worked on they self first and they mind changed within they self, then their option, who they looking for, will change too. A lot of folks say that I saw that a woman keeps going for the same person in a cycle, like you are who you attract. I never understood that statement until it was really explained. You are who you attract at that moment. So if you're going through something right now and you're damaged, somebody really damaged you, then you're going to attract a damaged man. You're going to attract a man who has a lot of baggage and who is still working on himself. So if you want a man who is on that high level, who has his shit together, who is making that money, then you need to be working on that within yourself too, making that money, who see yourself as the most valuable and speaking that, then you will attract it.
Mm-hmm. That's real. And also, and when it comes, you better not fumble it, you know what I'm saying? You better find a way to hold on to it, you know what I'm saying? Because They only come a dime a dozen, you know what I'm saying? Lightning doesn't strike twice, you know? So if you catch lightning in the bottle, you better run with it, you know what I'm saying? No matter what stage you are, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you may be like, am I ready for this? But if it's there, you better just work to hold on to it. And plus, a real one will work with you, even though you're working on yourself.
Most definitely.
Most definitely. Now, I'm going to close with this because I got this crazy-ass situation I saw on Facebook. And I got to share this with y'all. This person, I saw, I don't know how this popped up on my timeline because I don't follow baby mom, baby dad drama, but here's the scenario. I had to read this because I read this the other day. I'm like, are you serious? All right. This person says, need advice. My baby daddy kept stepping out to cheat, and I just couldn't take it no more. So I told him, if you want to cheat, I have to get some play too. I was tired of him always leaving, so I let him find a living side piece. She stays in the basement with her kids, so I can have the main floor to myself and my son with my son. Then I meet an amazing dude on Tinder, and we decide to move him into the basement with her just because it makes it easier for me and my baby daddy to go down there and mess with them. Well, my side dude and his side piece wound up falling in love, and now she's expecting, but we don't know if it's my baby daddy's baby or my side dude's baby. Now we're all arguing because we don't know who's going to claim what on the tax next year. I'm thinking me and my baby should claim any kids that come for our basement because it's our basement, but the side pieces want to get the DNA test to see if we need to claim it as their kids. So I need advice. My advice when I read that, I'm like, what in the fuck? Because how the hell you guys are going to allow that to happen? What do you think?
This sound like an unorganized sister wives, some messed up polygamy. Because first of all, this sound all jacked up. So why you got everybody living in your house, let alone the basement? Is this some flowers in the attic shit? Like, come on now. Then you over here talking about some tax paper. You just want the money? They ain't helping pay the rent.
Like, what are they doing? Like, are they helping? Are they helping y'all with the rent and stuff? Because if they help y'all with the rent and stuff, because the rent is high, and y'all in the house with a basement, so I know that shit is high. And so,
how big is the basement, and why they? How they fall in love? How your side piece fall in love with his side piece? Why is they living in your house? You might as well become polygamy, and I'll be a happy family.
Yeah, that sounds like polygamy to me. Just become a happy family, have everybody put all their money in the house, and y'all just figure the shit out. Because this definitely sounds like polygamy. Like, I got my side piece living in the house, and he got his side piece. I'm like, but my question is, why the hell would y'all put them in the basement? Like, y'all couldn't find a bigger house? Because if you put both in the basement, of course they're going to mess around. You asking them to mess around.
And do you really think of them as something lower? Because why are they in the basement? You should think of them as value if there's something to you. Why is they in the basement? And second of all, why are you putting two human beings together? If you already knew that your man was gone having sex with somebody else and created a side piece, and then you thought you need to go get you some too, then they think they need to get some too. You threw them in the basement together. Y'all left them alone. They might got bored and started talking and, you know, family reunion.
Yep. I'm like, did y'all not think that was going to happen? Like, I understand the part where y'all want to have them living together, but I'll put them in separate rooms, not no putting them both in the basement so that way something happens.
But something can still happen if they're in the same house. It don't matter where they at. It just matter about communication. That's where people want to play like they want to do polygamy, but they really don't. You don't know the attributions that come with polygamy, and then you're gonna get mad that this happened.
Yeah, you
call it what it is.
Yeah, it feel like you were asking for it to happen, because when I read, I'm like, it feels like you were just asking for trouble. Like, I understand the part if y'all just have your side pieces in peace, you know what I'm saying? Because plenty of people in relationships, they do that, you know what I'm saying? They got to the point where, you know what? Let's just be polygamous, you know what I'm saying? Let's all have our side pieces, but not all living together.
Mm-hmm. Don't live together. And if you're going to live together, then live happily.
Live happily and be ready for whatever comes of it, because that shit right there is crazy. Don't be writing in places asking for advice because you in this situation, you don't know what the hell. You knew this was going to happen.
Right. Ask each other for advice, baby. Go to a therapist. Y'all need to all go to a therapist session, a marriage therapist session, because it seems like something finna happen.
Something happening. Y'all over here arguing about tax dollars? Like, come on now.
Come on now. You worried about some money. You need to be worried about your side piece gone. You might need to work things out with your main man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, y'all, that might force y'all to just go ahead and come together and work out the same things so y'all don't have to be making side piece, find other side pieces, because y'all around here sound like a damn love connection around here. Y'all setting y'all side pieces up and stuff.
We are. Just start a new show called Love Connection or Triangle. Would you like to join us in the basement?
Join us in the basement where it goes down in the Legion of Doom. It goes down. Come be with us. We'll find your love.
And that love will ponder.
Yes. Y'all need help, man. Y'all letting y'all side pieces live in the basement. I'm like, the rent already high everywhere, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, are they at least contributing to the rent? At least are they helping pay some bills around the house, you know what I'm saying? Y'all worrying about the damn tax dollars because this y'all fucking raw, and you're like, God damn, does anybody not wear a condom anymore? Shit.
Okay. You know. When do they ever win one? If they did win one, we wouldn't have so many high rates of STDs and everything else, and all babies with this abortion little situation coming on right now with Donald Trump. Okay, they don't wear condoms.
Yeah, that might have to force y'all to start wearing condoms. I know they don't. I know condoms don't feel good, but hey, I'd rather put the condom on than not have a baby by somebody that I barely even know.
Just get the skin like or whatever, you know, feels good, feels similar, whatever the slogan is.
Yeah. Whatever it is. I don't remember that slogan. I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember that slogan is because these states in the South, it's like they have a war against abortion. It's like y'all don't care about anything else but abortion.
Like, just leave it to the woman. Leave it to the woman. Donald Trump talking about he leaving it to the states. So national not gonna be in it. It's the state's choice. We are for the people. That's what he said. We're gonna vote for it in the states. So whatever the states say is whatever it goes. And I say it's a pro and con to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you know what? Because leave it to states and the South, because they scared about becoming a minority. I'm like, you know what? Y'all doing more hurt than y'all do anything, you know? So you're hurting your own people, you know what I'm saying?
Hmm. I don't know. When it comes to that subject, it's very sensitive. And I would say just leave it to the person who birthed it. Just leave it. But then again, sometimes you can't be like that because you have people with medical situations and they can't really think for their own. You got people in nursing homes still humping. You got people with disabilities or whatever. You don't need, and as such, I need them to have discretion. What's the word? You know what I'm talking about. When it comes to different situations, it need to be something in place.
Yeah, set your boundaries, people. Set your boundaries, set your discretion, you know what I'm saying? Don't overstep your boundaries, you know, because shit crazy out here. And also, you know, because like I said, I live in a retirement state as well. I'm like, I was shocked to hear about how all these retirement homes got the highest rates of STDs. I'm like, damn, grandma, grandpa, y'all this sick.
I'm not shocked. I believe it. Shit. They just getting it on, like back in the day, getting it on.
Uh-huh, that's convenient. Why a lot of ass got 50 damn grandkids and stuff.
They have more kids than my generation, but over here looking at it when we pop out with kids, oh, Nene got another little baby. I'm like, didn't y'all have 13 kids? Ancestry said it. You got 13 kids. Don't look at me.
Shout out to somebody with that like on Facebook. Shout out to them, ladies and gentlemen. So shout out to them. But yeah, I'm like, I'll be saying the same thing too, because I remember I had an older gentleman. He's asked me, he said, I told him I was in my 30s. I'm like, man, when I was your age, I had 3 kids and stuff. I'm like, well, sir, when you were my age, shit was cheaper. Okay?
Man, what economy?
Gas was probably only $1 a gallon back when you done popped out them babies and stuff. So excuse me for not wanting another expense, but you know.
It was cheaper back then. Life was a little bit easier. They had no care in the world, so they was able to pop out all these kids. Nowadays, it's the struggle. It's rougher. It's higher. We thinking twice about popping that baby out. Not about popping coochie, but
hey, listen, I'm thinking twice about who I'm like, hey, okay, let's go ahead and do this raw so we can have this baby. You know what I'm saying? Nah, we have discretion around here.
Right, as you should.
Mm-hmm. So what you got planned for the podcast for the remainder of the year?
So I want to talk more about, you know, sex talk. Also about self-care, self-love, and just the controversial type of topics and the uncomfortable ones. People don't talk about a lot. So I'm just going to be gaining more awareness with those. You're going to see more engagements with musical artists and promoting them, promoting business, getting back to my community, which I love, and getting back to my talent, which is singing. And you're going to see more cooking. You know, I'm all around, you know, rainbow. Do a little bit of everything.
That's real. That's real. So, all right. You got a wonderful platform because obviously you had me on it and obviously I have you here. So, why don't you tell the people in your own words, why do they need to subscribe to K's Vibes?
If you want to see the juiciest tea, if you want to hear the realest person, the realest, bluntest information, then you need to subscribe. If you want to laugh, then subscribe.
That's real. Well, Kay, I want to thank you for blessing the Liquor Talk with your presence. And thank you for having me on Kay's Vibes. If you need a man for that sex talk, let me know. I'll definitely come back through. If anything else, just remember, I might be in Florida, but I'm just a DM away. So if you need me to come back through, let me know. We can get some work in.
Absolutely will. Let's get this work.
Yes, yes. And thank you for coming through. And thank you to listeners for subscribing to Liquor Talk and checking this episode out. Until the next episode, keep pouring it up and keep remembering to keep pushing through whatever you got going on. Keep pouring it up. Keep pushing. We pushing, y'all. We taking over for the 24 and the 25. We out this thing, y'all. Peace.
Peace.